This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The expected Democratic nominee for this year's U.S. presidential race, Joe Biden, has announced that he has picked Kamala Harris as his running mate. Harris is a U.S. senator from California. She's the daughter of Jamaican immigrants and only the second black woman to serve in the United States Senate. As a vice presidential nominee, she will be only the fourth woman to appear on a major party ticket. Biden's candidacy will be formalized next week at the Democratic National Convention, which for the first time will be held entirely online due to the pandemic. Former President Barack Obama and 2016 presidential nominee Hillary Clinton are among the high-profile Democrats expected to speak in support of the Biden-Harris ticket. Four nights of speeches start Monday and culminate with Biden's presidential nomination acceptance speech on August 20th, which will be delivered from his home state of Delaware. Since the vice president steps into the president's role if the president dies or becomes incapacitated, Harris's age, 55, is important. If Biden wins, he would be 78 years old at his inauguration in January, making him the oldest U.S. president ever. U.S. President Donald Trump, who will compete with Biden in the November election, is currently 74. Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country has become the first in the world to formally approve a new COVID-19 vaccine. Despite international skepticism, President Putin announced the development during a meeting with his government ministers on Tuesday that was carried live on state television. Russian authorities have said that medical workers, teachers, and other high-risk groups will be the first to be inoculated. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Japan's top government spokesman said on Tuesday it was extremely important to maintain the framework of Group of Seven meetings. The comment comes after U.S. President Donald Trump said on Monday that he has not decided whether to invite Russian President Vladimir Putin to this year's summit meeting. Russia was expelled from the then so-called G8 group in 2014 after annexing the Crimea region of Ukraine. The Japanese chief cabinet secretary also said it is up to the United States, this year's chair country, to decide what form the forthcoming summit meeting will take. President Trump on Tuesday said his relationship with Chinese President Xi Jinping has frayed in the wake of the novel coronavirus pandemic and that he's not spoken to his Chinese counterpart in a long time. Trump told Fox Sports Radio in an interview, citing their Phase 1 trade deal hammered out last year and signed in early 2020, Trump said his feelings changed amid COVID-19. The president, who's seeking re-election in the November 3rd U.S. election, made challenging China a key part of his 2016 presidential campaign and touted his friendly ties with Xi during much of the first term in office as he sought to make good on his trade deal promises. British Immigration Minister Chris Philp said Tuesday he's working with his counterpart in France to finalize a new plan for blocking an illegal migrant route across the English Channel between the two countries. Warmer weather in recent weeks has seen a surge in illegal crossings of the Channel, with Britain reporting more than 600 migrants arriving there in the past 2 weeks. The migrants, some families that include children, have been caught crossing to southern England from makeshift camps in northern France, many navigating one of the world's busiest shipping routes in overloaded rubber dinghies. People in Hong Kong stood in long lines at newsstands early Tuesday to buy copies of the pro-democracy tabloid newspaper Apple Daily, one day after its publisher was arrested for violating the new national security law imposed by China. The newspaper printed 500,000 copies of Tuesday's edition, at least four times as many as usual. Despite the large number of copies, many vendors had sold out of their allotment of the paper within hours. The public reaction was sparked by the arrest of Jimmy Lai, the owner of Next Digital, Apple Daily's parent company, on suspicion of colluding with a foreign country. And the U.S. space agency NASA says it believes it has discovered salty water beneath the surface of the dwarf planet Ceres in orbit around the sun in the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.